Well, you know, this was one of two really opening concerts. The first one was in Moscow. The second one was in Leningrad. Moscow, I walked out on the stage and there was no applause. And suddenly I hear this yelling, "U2, U2, U2." I don't know if you remember the U2 playing.
Gary Powers.
Gary Powers. And no one was supposed to be able to shoot down this plane because it was too high. Well, the Russians managed to do it. And it was, I came there about 6 months later. And the anti-American feeling was very strong. Anyway, in Moscow, and then at U2, they just kept yelling, you know, and I just was blessed, fortunately, with a fairly strong mind, and I just sat there and waited. And I started to play, and I know by the intermission, it was another story. Shouting and carrying on, so it just shows you what music can do, you know.
Yeah, the power of it.
Of music, extraordinary. And I felt that, and some of them, you know, were coming up the stage and crying. And I said, I thought to myself, why are they crying? And I said, it can't. I thought to myself, one of the reasons they're crying is because not only music, but because I was, quote, the enemy. And they reacted so well to the enemy, and that's what made them happy. And, you know, somebody said, "You make us love America," that kind of thing. And it was just, and our ambassador was Llewellyn Thompson at the time, and he came back and he said, "Thank God you've come, because all they say is all American produce is cars, can produce is cars." So that was it. And yeah, of course they'd heard they had Ben Cliburn who won the Tchaikovsky competition before, but this was different. And so that way that's how it started. Then I played in Leningrad. And there was not that reaction at all to the paper news, whatever, where they were very warm at the beginning. And I thought I was fairly happy with the performance, I thought. And that was that. And then how many years later? This was in 1960 was the opening of the Cultural Exchange. I opened it for the U.S. and Richter, who was there. Probably their greatest pianist, opened it here for the USSR. And there was a wonderful reaction again, and I was so happy with that. And so were the American people, embassy and so forth and so on. So that performance was the one that was recorded, totally unknown to me. Apparently they sold it in the Soviet Union, and I just didn't know any of this. So I was a little perturbed. I thought, well, what is that, you know? And I put it on, and I thought, well, it isn't too bad a performance. I think I'll release it. So I did, and, you know, the recording that they did was, what you say, not... Oh, I'm trying to think of the word. It was illegal, right? Illegal. It was not, they can't claim it because it was illegal to do. But for my part, as long as they had done that, I thought, well, I'm going to release it here, which is what is happening now. So that's the sort of story of Leningrad.